You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I know I'm going to feel real stupid here in a couple of minutes. I am literally the worst when it comes to spelling. There are so many times where I'm trying to text or email, and my text is like, what are you even trying to say, bro? I can't figure out the word that I'm trying to text at all.
Trying to decipher some of your emails is like trying to decipher hieroglyphics sometimes. It's virtually impossible.
I'm usually just hauling ass through it, right? But even when I'm paying attention, man, I'm just not good at spelling. So when Rebecca comes in here and she's like, hey, the Scripps National Spelling Bee was last week and a 13-year-olds were all competing against each other. Wonder how you guys can do against a 13-year-old.
Yeah, inside baseball for the Burt Show. I don't think any of y'all can spell really well. None of y'all are really super spellers.
No, definitely not. Spell check got me down bad. Yes. I don't even try anymore.
It's embarrassing sometimes. Like, I want to argue with it.
I was in a spelling bee in fifth grade, and I couldn't even get past, like, the pronunciation part because I was so nervous. Because in a spelling bee, you have to, like, say the word and then spell it. And my word was newfangled. And I was so nervous that I kept saying newflangled. And then I proceeded to spell newflangled.
Do you know what newfangled? Can you spell it now?
N-E-W-F-L-A-G-L-N.
No, you did flangled again.
I know. It was a callback.
When I was in third grade, I won our classroom spelling bee to go to the school spelling bee. And I had my first word was scissors. And I put in about five S's and about five C's. And I got so mad, I sat down. And then this girl named Wendy Handelman had a word after me. And it was the contraction I'll, like I will. And she said, I'll. And they say, correct. And I stood up and I said, wrong, capital I. And she had to sit down.
That sounds like the most funny thing I'm going to hear today.
And then in the seventh grade, I won again, went to the school, and it came down to me and my girlfriend. And I had the word beagle. And I was like, I thought about, you know, throwing it for my girlfriend. But I was like, I can't look stupid. Beagle's easy. So my girlfriend went down.
And thrown it for sure. All right, what do we got?
So I personally love spelling. I went to the Kindergarten County Spelling Bee. Oh, I know. I was very proud of myself. I got cut for the word imbibe, which is really sad, and I'm an alcoholic now, and I think that's not a coincidence. So I watched a ton of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, which is run by majority eighth graders, and as I was watching, I thought to myself, do you know who would be really bad at this? The Burt Show.
Mm-hmm. At least you didn't single one of us out. You just said the whole show is going to suck at this.
Well, Abby did text me yesterday and misspelled the word normalize.
No! Now you clocking me at the 6 a.m. hour.
Yeah, normalize with two I's instead of an A. So that was fun. But I have pulled my favorite words from the 2025 competition. Like any spelling bee, I'm giving you each a word. You will each have the opportunity to ask for the definition and to use it in a sentence if you so choose.
Okay. They also ask origin. Do we get that?
I have that, okay. Too. I just thought it was too boring to give, but I also have that.
That's my favorite part right there is the origin.
Okay, good, because I do have that listed if you so choose to ask that as
I'm
well.
Not going to waste time even with those things. I'm just going to go straight in because I know I'm going to be wrong and the origin isn't going to help me.
You and me both. Know the definition.
Okay. Right. Bert, you're up first.
All right, let's go.
Your word is burp. I wrote down literally the pronunciation because this is the hardest one.
Thanks.
Okay. Your word is berberigmus.
Oh, you know what? I will ask you to use that in a sentence only because you're struggling with it also.
Okay. Berberigmus in a sentence. The word I gave Bert is berberigmus.
All right. One more time.
Berberigmus.
B-U-R-B. Berber. A-M-U-S. All I know is I feel like
hey,
a...
What did you just spell?
I feel like a berberanus right now.
That is incorrect. Berberigmus.
Berig.
B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S.
Which means what?
That embarrassing stomach growl that always happens in a silent room.
Oh, really?
I get burp noises almost every day.
Yeah, you do. Every day.
Kristen, are you ready for your word?
Bring it.
Your word is effulgent.
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 Can I get the origin, please?
Latin.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yep.
The origin is coming from Rebecca's microphone right next to you.
Effulgent. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Of course.
And don't say I gave Kristen the word effulgent. No.
For context, effulgent means shiny, sparkly, and glowing.
Mm-hmm.
In a sentence, effulgent. Kristen, are Burt's veneers not effulgent?
Okay. Effulgent. A P-H-O-L-G-E-N-T. Effulgent.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
I don't know why. I'm just going to confess here. I wanted you to get that wrong so badly.
He's over there hating on alone.
It's because your competitive nature is so bad.
It's because I butchered the first one so bad. I'm like, please.
Effulgent. E-F-F-U-L-G-E-N-T.
Wow, I couldn't have got that more wrong.
Tough. Yeah. We weren't even in the same zip codes.
No. Okay.
Mo, your word is brouhaha.
Yeah, actually, I would like to hear that in a sentence.
Okay, brouhaha, or a big noisy fuss. In a sentence, Mo thought a brouhaha was when people attended his comedy show and bought a beer. It's not my best work. Okay.
Okay.
But
brouhaha.
Dude, that was so bad. Yes.
Okay. B-R-E-W-H-A-H-A.
Honestly, closest out of all of you. B-R-O-U-H-A-H-A.
Okay.
Dang it.
The beer made me think brew.
Yes. All right, Abby, your word is tchotchke.
Mm. Oh, okay. Can I get the country of origin?
It's originally Yiddish.
That helps.
Yeah.
I should get this one right.
Spell Yiddish.
Can you use it in a sentence?
For sure. So, tchotchke, random little knickknack that sits on a shelf collecting dust. In a sentence, Abby visited Rebecca's apartment and was disturbed by the anatomically correct naked baby tchotchkes.
I feel like Kristen should get this one right because you worked in the promotions department for so long at another radio station, and the word tchotchke's always thrown around, like keychains, little things to give away.
Yeah, I said it a lot, but I never spelled it.
Okay.
Okay, is it C-H-O-T-C... H-K-I-E-S.
Whoa. That was really, really close, incorrect.
Redemption. Mm-hmm. So close.
It is T-C-H-O-T-C-H-K-E.
In this room, we'll take so close as a win.
Who was the winner, though? Let's give the winner a shout-out of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The winner was 13-year-old Faizan Zaki. 13
spell
years
it.
Old.
I wonder. Spell his name or her name.
No.
The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.